Joshua chapter 12. Now these are the kings of the land whom the children of Israel struck and possessed their land beyond the Jordan to the east. We've got a list of these people that were overcome at that time. And yet God had promised to give them the land from the Mediterranean Sea and the border of Egypt up to the river Euphrates. Well, clearly they were not strong enough at the time to take all that, and so God gave them this smaller area that we sort of recognize as Israel, which is only part of that huge territory. And I think that was because God was so sensitive. He realized that, yep, to actually inherit, to possess that entire area, that entire area up to the Euphrates was too much for them. They were not spiritually strong. They were not really up to taking the whole land. They had not had experience of this kind of thing before. They'd lived in Egypt. They lived in the wilderness for 40 years. And I think you see that God is sensitive, that he will not test you more than you're able to bear, but will with the temptation make a way to escape. And he also won't give you too much. We all tend to think that he does. Oh, give me too much. I just can't cope. But he's not like that. He is more sensitive than that. Moses, the servant of Yahweh, and the children of Israel struck all these nations to the east of the River Jordan, at least a little way to the east. Moses gave it for a possession to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. You remember the story may be that those two and a half tribes, Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh, they didn't actually want to go over the Jordan when they first came out of the wilderness. They said, oh, we like this land here. It's really good. It's really great for cattle, and we've got lots of cattle. We want to live here. So, okay, God said, you can have it, but your soldiers, your men have got to go over in front of the Israelites, and you've got to fight until the rest of Israel have got their possession. And the lesson was that we are not to just think about, oh, I want to be in God's kingdom. We've got to see a bigger picture, that we want the entire people of God to inherit the kingdom and not just think about ourselves. Then the record goes on, these are the kings of the land whom Joshua and the children of Israel struck beyond the Jordan westward. So now we've got a description of all the different nations that then and peoples that they struck. And then there's a list of 31 kings west of the Jordan River that they struck. And one of them, verse 10, is the king of Jerusalem. But by the time of Saul and David, Jerusalem was not in the hand of Israel. The Jebusites lived there, and David had to get Joab to go up there and drive out the Jebusites, and so he captured Jerusalem. I think you see there how Joshua won a victory, but the Israelites didn't follow up on it. And Joshua is like Jesus. He died on the cross. He overcame sin in all its forms. He, as it were, opened up the kingdom of God to us. But we can allow the old ways to slip back in bit by bit. That's what happened with Jerusalem, and it's actually what happened in an awful lot of these places that you're going to read about here.